Do you know what ownership means? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I used to know someone who preached about ownership a lot, and I don't mean from the pulpit. I just mean they would talk about how important ownership is. They even read a book about it, so they would talk about that all the time. One day, I had kind of an issue with them, and I came to them about something that they'd done against me, and they refused to take ownership. They never said sorry, never admitted what they'd done, and they only deflected it and basically just tried to minimize my hurt. If you've ever experienced this, you know it sucks when people don't take ownership of their actions. But sometimes it's kind of hard to turn it around on ourselves and take responsibility for what we've done. And that's why today's Devo is so important, and that's what it's all about. It's called Not On My Agenda, Part 2, Ownership, by yours truly, Natty Mayo. Yesterday, we talked about how the little habits we maintain as Christians can make a big difference. I shared the story of how I forgot to post information online prior to an important meeting at work, a responsibility that previously hadn't felt all that important. After the meeting, I found myself trying to justify why I hadn't uploaded the agenda. Generally, someone else sends it to me, then I upload it. So I went through my emails to see if the agenda had ever been given to me. I saw that I had requested it, never received it. But that was months ago. It was my job to keep track of what was or wasn't posted, and it was my responsibility to reach out to this individual and follow up with them. I'd had plenty of time. At work the next day, it took everything in me not to pin the blame on this person. And while maybe I shouldn't take on all the responsibility of this error, it was, in the end, mine. As Christians, taking ownership of our thoughts, words, and actions is huge. In Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5, Jesus warns us against calling out other people's faults but ignoring our own. Similarly, the book of James talks at great length about the impact of our words and deeds on other people who are made in the image of God. As Christians, we are called and empowered to walk with integrity and represent Christ well. Part of that is owning up to our mistakes and sins. But taking ownership doesn't just apply to our interactions with people. Taking ownership for our sin is a massive part of salvation. When we accept Jesus' gift of forgiveness and become a Christian, we are admitting that, apart from Him, we are sinful people. And as we grow in our relationship with Jesus, He calls us to be open with Him about our mistakes and sins, along with our frustrations and hopes. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, He works in us, transforming us to become more and more like Christ and grow in His love. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. A big part of ownership is accountability. We all make mistakes and we all sin. It's tempting to not own up to what we've done, or worse, let someone else take the blame for it. And that's why it's important to have people in our lives who can hold us accountable. Who is a trusted Christian who you could be honest with, especially when you're really struggling? Consider asking them to help you grow, check in on you to ask how certain problems are going, pray with you, etc. Have you ever received Jesus' gift of freedom from sin? Carrying around sin can be incredibly heavy, especially when guilt gets involved. You can give all that to Jesus today. He died on the cross, taking all of that sin on Himself, and then He rose again, canceling it all out. If you want to learn more about what it looks like to trust Jesus, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know Jesus tab. As you and I can read in James 5:16, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 7:1-5, Romans 8:1, and James chapter 3, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you love Unlocked? Do you wish you could support us, but you don't feel like you have the money to spend on it? Well, I encourage you to share today's Devo with someone who might need a little encouragement. I don't mean you're like elbowing them, telling them that they have an issue with ownership. I just mean send it over to them and say, hey, Unlocked has some amazing Devos that you should check out. Also, I encourage you to come back for tomorrow's Devo because Dylan will be back. It's called Loving the World. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.